We're in the second part of a series in why Jesus said he came into the world. And this is the second reason why Jesus said he came into the world. John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Father God, as we reflect on those words, we pray that your Spirit would guide us, Lord, that we would be reminded of the incredible hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray that if there is anybody who doesn't know this hope yet, that your Spirit might work, might move in their hearts this morning, that they might hear and believe the saving news of the gospel. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Around 20 years ago, I was working in a really large car dealership in the centre of Canberra, like right in the centre of Canberra. It was a massive dealership. It had multiple floors and it had an incredible underground car workshop that was heated, which is important in the winter time. And I was one of 40 technicians on staff, along with a huge team of salesmen and other office staff. It was just one of 13 dealerships that were all owned by the one man. I was never introduced to this man personally. I was only one of 40 technicians. And when you own that many businesses, I don't suppose you ever get to meet all of your employees. But I did see him on a few different occasions when he came to the dealership that I was working in. What would you expect someone who is a multi-millionaire, possibly even a billionaire, to look like? I personally would have expected him to be driving a really fancy car, particularly considering he owned 13 car dealerships. I would have expected him to be wearing a fancy suit, ready for an important business meeting at any point. But that wasn't what he looked like at all. In fact, the wealthiest man that I ever had anything to do with drove a 10-year-old Mazda station wagon. He just wore jeans and an ordinary shirt, same as the rest of us, and just looked like an everyday, ordinary kind of person. And if I hadn't have known that he owned so many big businesses in Canberra, I never would have guessed that he was a multi-millionaire. And you know what? Those who trust in Jesus are just like that. What would you expect the children of the most important king in heaven and on earth to look like? What would you expect them to drive? What would you expect them to wear? How would you expect them to act? Don't know about you, but I wouldn't expect them to be mostly ordinary, everyday people like us. But when you meet somebody who is a follower of Jesus for the first time, if you meet them away from church, away from the Christian context, it can take time to get to know whether they're a believer or not. It can be hard to tell whether you're speaking to someone who trusts in Jesus or somebody who's just a nice person. If you have faith in Christ Jesus and what he did on the cross for you, then you are far wealthier than your bank account or your physical possessions might show, no matter how wealthy you are. You are far more important to the King of Kings than those around you might realize. Because you have the one thing that every single human being on this planet is looking for, that sadly many never find. Whether you realize it or not, or whether you feel like it or not, if you have faith in Jesus and what he did for you on the cross, then you already have the greatest treasure that anyone could ever have in this life. Now, sometimes when we think about the good news of Jesus, we think about the hope that the good news of Jesus gives us at the end of our lives, at death. And that certainly is an important part of the salvation that Jesus achieved on the cross. But today, as we look at the second reason why Jesus said he came into the world, we are going to be reminded that trusting in the good news of Jesus isn't just about the hope of life beyond the grave, as wonderful as that is. It is also something that radically changes our lives in the here and now. Because those who have faith in Jesus don't just have the hope beyond the grave. They have also been given abundant life in the here and now. Now, depending on what you're going through at the moment, that might be a little bit hard to hear. Because there are all sorts of things that we could be struggling with this morning. We heard some of those as we were praying. It can be hard to think about feeling blessed when we're struggling under the weight of the problems that we are dealing with. As we look at the second reason that Jesus said he came into the world, we are going to be reminded how incredibly rich we are if we have faith in Jesus. As Christians, we don't have to choose between quantity of life and quality of life. Because the life that Jesus gives to those who trust in him is not just the greatest in quantity, being eternal and lasting forever, but it is also the greatest in quality. Jesus said in John 10:10, the verse I just read, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." The thief that Jesus is speaking about in this verse includes anyone who teaches an alternative to the life found in Jesus, which includes all of the things that our culture tells us that we need in order to be happy, in order to be prosperous. And it also includes all of the lies Satan tells us as he tries to convince us that God doesn't really want what is best for us. And Satan's purpose in putting all of these things before us is to steal, kill, and destroy the hope of anyone who falls for his lies, by leading them away from the life that can only be found in Jesus. Jesus came that we might have life and have it to the full. But the truth is, life isn't always easy for followers of Jesus. We don't always succeed at everything we put our hand to. We aren't always blessed with earthly riches. In fact, sometimes we face all sorts of struggles in this life. We lose loved ones. We face serious hardships sometimes. But even then, even in those hard times, those who trust in Jesus are blessed with abundant life. No matter what you're going through this morning, if you have faith in Jesus, you have abundant life. Whether you are struggling with something hard or whether life's going easy. Because when we are facing times of great suffering, we don't face them as those who have no hope, without any way out from under that burden. When we're going through times of great joy, we don't face them as those without hope. We're able to give God the glory for what he is doing in our lives. That is all because Jesus came that we might have life and have it to the full. Now, there are three ways that the life that Jesus gives to us is experienced in the Christian life. And the first is that those who trust in Jesus have a restored relationship with God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 and 18 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, He is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ. Now, just because we trust in Jesus doesn't mean that all of our struggles with sin are over. But what it does mean is that because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross, because of what the Holy Spirit has done in our hearts, we are new creations that have been reconciled to God. Meaning that whenever we mess up, and we will, we can talk to God the Father through the Son. Whenever we're going through something that is too hard for us to bear, we can take it to our Heavenly Father in prayer. And because of what he has done for us, God the Father, the creator of heaven and earth, hears our prayers and sovereignly works all the circumstances of our lives for our eternal good. Because Jesus came into the world that we might have life and have it to the full. The second reason that those who trust in Jesus experience abundant life in Christ Jesus is through the spiritual blessings that come from being united with Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 tells us that those who trust in Jesus have been blessed in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. That isn't something we're waiting for or yet to receive. That is something that is a present reality for everyone who trusts in Jesus. We have been given every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. Ephesians chapter 1 goes on in verse 5 to tell us that we have been adopted, brought in to God's family, adopted as children of the living God through Christ Jesus. We are sons and daughters of the living God. We now belong to the household of believers, to the family that's been brought together and united in Christ. We are under the care of the one that Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. And we're told in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, that he will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Now, of course, all this isn't a blank check to twist God's arm and get him to do whatever we want. But it is a promise that if we take our concerns, worries, fears, and joys to the Lord in prayer, he will hear our prayers. And he will always give us what we need. Because Jesus came into the world that we might have life and have it to the full. Now, the third way that those who trust in Jesus experience abundant life in Christ Jesus is by the certain hope of life beyond the grave. You don't tend to think too much about death when you're young because it all feels way too far away. But as you get older, your grandparents pass away. Maybe one of your parents or somebody around you passes away. And you start to realize that death is a reality that no one can avoid. But death isn't something that those who trust in Jesus have to fear, because Jesus defeated the power of sin and death on the cross. As famous words of Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 54 to 57. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, of course, this won't stop us from having to face physical death at the end of our lives on this earth. But it does mean that death is not the end for those who trust in Jesus. As John 3:16 puts it, whoever trusts in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. And as 1 Peter Chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 tell us, those in Christ have an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Eternal life is ready and waiting for those who trust in Jesus. It is a present reality because Jesus came into the world that we might have life and have it to the full. Now, having abundant life in Christ Jesus is not the same as getting everything we want in this life. Suffering is not just an inconvenience, something that gets in the way of God's plan for us. It is a normal part of the abundant life. As God works through our circumstances, challenging us and working on us, remaking us into the image of his Son. Suffering is not an interruption in God's plan. When things go wrong in our lives, it is not an accident. Suffering is a tool that God uses to stretch us and grow us, as uncomfortable and as hard as it can be. But it stops us from trusting in our own achievements, our own success in this life. The story that this world wants us to believe is that we can live a life without any suffering, without any discomfort, and that we should only chase after things that provide us with pleasure, as short-lived as that pleasure may be. And while that sounds attractive at first, when hard times come, that way of thinking can either make you feel like an absolute failure or cause you to lose all hope, because it has no hope to offer in times of suffering, and it certainly has no hope to offer in the face of death. The abundant life that can only be found in Jesus enables those who trust in him to flourish no matter what we are going through in this life. Because our hope is not in being successful as the world measures success, but in what Jesus did for us on the cross, when he willingly died for our sins so that we could be reconciled to God, united with Christ, and have the certain hope of life beyond the grave. A hope that was made possible because Jesus came so that we might have life and have it to the full. Let's pray. Father God, we confess that we can so often get incredibly busy in whatever we're doing in our lives. We can get caught up in the things that are weighing us down, in the hard situations, and we can forget that we have life in you. Lord, help us to trust in the wonderful news that we already have life in you, in the wonderful blessings that we have in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we pray that as we face difficult things in our lives, as some of us are, we would face them as those who have hope, the certain hope that you have given us abundant life through your life, death, and resurrection. And so it's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.